This is Scott Pohl. The State of Ingham County address is Wednesday night. The chairperson of the County Board of Commissioners, Sarah Anthony, will speak at the Potter Park Zoo Safari Room at 6:30. Anthony tells me that 2016 was a big year and many of the same issues remain on the county's table, starting with the budget.
You know, we're going to be transitioning to a pretty tough budget year at the county. And so we're going to struggle with how we can continue to provide services for our residents, but still look at the budget restraints that we have and decide, okay, how can we live within our means? But again, you know, our citizens expect and deserve really quality services from the county. So how to do that? Also, we're going to be looking at providing health services for folks. So there's so much uncertainty at the federal level when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. But how can we at the county level continue to provide health services? Our community is very generous. We have passed millage after millage. And one of, I think, my favorite millages is the health services millage, in which we have said we are going to provide health services for folks, our hardest to reach people. But what happens if the Affordable Care Act goes away? What happens if Obamacare is no longer in existence? What is going to be the county's commitment? So we're going to talk about that at the State of the County address. And again, that was an issue last year, and it'll continue to be so, especially with the new administration on the federal level.
All right. Now, you've brought up a couple of things, so I want to drill into both of those a little bit. Okay. First of all, with regard to the budget, the coming fiscal year for 2018, what are, at least in general, the numbers that you're seeing, and what can the county do about any potential shortfall for the 2018 fiscal year?
Yeah. So we do know that, especially what's happening at the state level, right? Revenue sharing, the decrease in that, disinvestment in a lot of the, you know, be it community mental health budget, road funding, those different kind of things. We're going to have to be looking at a lot of these unfunded mandates from the state and say, what can we actually do, again, to continue to provide services? So we're going to be looking at that. Luckily, the county is blessed. We're fortunate to have really strong reserves. And so while we have been conservative in dipping into the reserves, we may start to have to look at that. We may need to start to really think through that. Another thing that we're going to be diving into at the State of the County is our new strategic plan. Last year, we spent a lot of time looking at not just doing things haphazardly, right, which I'm not saying that we have in the past, but really being strategic about how we're delivering services, how we're governing, how we are being good stewards of tax dollars. And so we're going to actually formally release that plan at the State of the County. So that's a little bit of a spoiler alert.
All right. Now back to the Affordable Care Act. Amidst the uncertainty surrounding what might happen or what might replace the Affordable Care Act, how can you and how can your colleagues on the Board of Commissioners plan for that potential eventuality in the county?
It's really hard, right? We don't know what we don't know, especially in terms of, you know, the rhetoric at the federal level, right? You know, repeal and replace, but replace with what, right? And at the end of the day, the uncertainty lies with regular people in the community, folks who, you know, are dependent on the services that they're getting from the Affordable Care Act and even the services provided by the health millage. And so we're bracing ourselves, but we're going to have to be innovative. We're going to have to be nimble. And ultimately, I think we're going to have to make really quick decisions to make sure that there's not a break in service for folks in the county who will need those services.
Sarah Anthony chairs the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. On Wednesday night, she'll deliver the State of the County address at Potter Park Zoo. Sarah Anthony, thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.